This is WPSU HD3 in State College and WPSX HD3 in Kane, listener-supported public radio for central and northern Pennsylvania and an outreach service of Penn State. Next up, we'll hear a song called 1643 by Seth Lakeman.
Town, we laid them down in 1643. It was poor King Charles who traveled for miles in the heart of a silver dream. As fierce young men, we took a mighty stand, waited for the call. We were the first ones over the wall. These four walls were at the heart of a kingdom. Four walls. A shot rang out from behind the hill as we marched along the bank. We were stuck in fast between a heavy marsh, and our clothes were torn and damp. So steady your guns until the last man comes. The captain, he did cry. I was the last man to see him alive. These four walls were at the heart of a kingdom. These four walls.
As night crept in and the stars were dim, no soldier made a sound. We had lost our sight in that fading light. The fires had gone the ground. So the captain went out to a scream and shout. The ambush he would find. Was the last man to see him alive.
These four walls were at the heart of the kingdom. These four walls were at the heart of the kingdom. These four walls were at the heart of the kingdom. These four walls.
Our first light. Guns were quiet, reinforcements came to town. They were put on our side with a parliament pride. The battle had turned around. So the war was won, but the captain gone. Forever we recall. Was the first one over.
Was the first one. Was the first captain. These four walls at the heart of the kingdom.
First one. The first captain.
At the heart of the kingdom.
The first one, he was the first cut down.
These four walls at the heart of the kingdom.
The first one, he was the first cut down.
These four walls at the heart of the kingdom.
The first one, he was the first cut down.
These four walls.
Fill your mugs and glasses, and I'll sing to you a song of a fact called Cobra 7 and his fight against the Kong. We flew three corps together, we worked it night and day, from the dusty strip at Coochie to the main street of Song Bay. He was flying late one evening round the mountain near Tainin, when he heard the choppers mayday, we're hit and going in. At the base of Tainin Mountain, he saw the Huey fall, started for the crash site, and made a mayday call. He heard the voice on guard then, a survivor on the ground. There's three of us alive here, and bad guys all around. As he looked down at the clearing, saw VC all about. Help was on the way now, but time was running out. He armed his Willie Peter, he still had two full racks, hosed two off at the VC and stopped them in their tracks. Then he saw the Kong regrouping and once more moving in, fired his last two rockets and turned them back again. A Huey out of Tainin then arrived upon the scene. To cover for the rescue, he grabbed his M16. He was firing out the window, flying low across the trees, with the bullets swarming round him like a hive of deadly bees. The friendlies watched in wonder at this pilot bold and brave, one man holding back 20 while the Huey made the save. As they climbed aboard the chopper, saw the VC find the range, and they cried for Cobra 7 as he went down in flames. In the dusty heat of Three Corps, when the Army's long day ends, they speak in silent voices of the fact who saved their friend. From Lykay up to Budap, from Coochie to Phuc Long, they remember Cobra 7 and his fight against the Kong.
Well, I once was a cowboy, and I used to run wild, and I rodeoed, wrangled, and rambled in style. But I'm too old for horses, too old for the show, and I'm too young for heaven now. Where shall I go? Where shall I go? Where shall I go? I'm too young for heaven now. Where shall I go? I had me a true love, and I made her my wife, and I swear that I loved her most all of my life. But the cold of the winter and the wind laid her low, and she's gone on before me. Now where shall I go? Where shall I go? Where shall I go? She's gone on before me. Now where shall I go? Well, I never was a drunkard, but this I can say, the taste of the whiskey gets better each day. The bartender scowls, Mac, you're drinking too slow, and we close in 10 minutes. Now where shall I go? Where shall I go? Where shall I go? They close in 10 minutes. Now where shall I go? So it's out on the street with the stars burning bright, and nothing but the memories to share with the night. Oh, I once was a cowboy, I used to run wild, and I rodeoed, wrangled, and rambled in style. But I'm too old for horses, too old for the show, and I'm too young for heaven now. Where shall I go? Where shall I go? I'm too young for heaven now. Where shall I go? Where shall I go? Where shall I go? I'm too young for heaven now. Where shall I go?
in too deep. Those promises I keep, bottom's too steep for me to anchor my feet. I've been drifting, the ground's been shifting, the sun's been burning, the water's churning. If I had known before I courted, I'd never have courted none. I'm in too deep, those promises I keep, bottoms too steep for me to anchor my feet. My feet are sinking, the air's been choking, I'm up to my chin in murky water. If I had known not to trust so early, I didn't choose wisely, but I love too well. I'm in too deep, those promises I keep, the bottom's too steep for me to anchor my feet.
We just heard from Chuck Pinnell, The Last Rose of Summer. Before that, Deepest Water by Liz Simmons, now with Low Lily. Prior to that, A Cowboy's Hard Times by Bill Staines, Cobra 7 by Toby Hughes, and 1643 by Seth Lakeman. For a little weather in the area, it is currently cloudy in the general listening area. There's a midday chance of flurries, mostly central and south. Temperatures in the mid to upper 20s for lows, highs low to mid 40s. Tomorrow's clearing, mostly sunny, lows in the lower 20s, and highs in the low to mid 40s in the same area. Currently, temperatures in Dubois is 31 degrees, Clearfield 31 degrees, Altoona 37 degrees, and Huntington 34 degrees. Next up, we'll have a number by Keith Murphy called Farmer's Daughter.
There was a farmer who had a son. Into his heart, Betty was one. But charming Betty, she grew so fair, she drew his heart into a snare. So one Saturday night, to end all strife, he says to Betty, "You must be my wife." But his cruel mother was standing by, and hearing all that her son did say. Early in the morning, this old woman arose, and she says to Betty, "Pin on your clothes. I want you to go along with me and visit friends that I long to see." So Betty's dressed herself in green. She was a beauty to be seen. But as the ship was at the Downs, it was to Virginny Betty was bound. Now this old woman has returned home, and her young son has a strike did run, saying, "Tell me, mother, oh, tell me, pray, how far behind did my Betty stay?" "Oh, now, my son, I plainly see your love was great unto Betty. But now, my son, it's all in vain, for Betty is sailing across the main." "Oh, cruel mother of womankind, since you have broken this heart of mine, and now, my Betty, I'm there to see, I'll wish her safe into Virginny." Now this young man has took his bed, and many's the notion come in his head. With every slumber, Lord, did he cry, "Oh, Betty, Betty, love, must I die?" Now this young man is dead and gone, and his old mother has a strike did run, saying, "If I had my son again, I'd send for Betty across the main." Thank you.
good book every day. Come on, let me save you, show me the way. Come on, let me take me by the hand as I walk along down the promised land. Home, home, I'm going home, going down that innocent road. Gonna take a walk down the Jericho Road. Gonna lay down my heavy load. Home, home, I'm going home, going down that innocent road.
Jumped into bed, 44 pistol under my head. I woke up in the morning about 9:30. The hacks and the buggy standing in line. Gents and gamblers standing around, taking little city to bury in the ground. I began to think of what indeed I'd done. I grabbed my hat and away I'd run. Made a good run just a little too slow. They overtook me in Jericho. Standing in the corner reading a bill, and up stepped the sheriff from Thomasville. He said, "Miss, is your name Brown? Remember the night you shot Sadie down?" I said, "Oh yes, sir, but my name is Lee, and I murdered little Sadie in the first degree. First degree, yeah, second degree. Got any papers? Will you read them to me?" So they took me downtown, and dressed me in black, put me on a chain and started me back all the way back to the Thomasville jail. Had no money for to go my bail. Judge had the papers in his right hand. 41 days, 41 nights, 41 years to wear the bond stripes. Went out one night to make a little round. I met little Sadie and I shot her down. Went back home, jumped into bed. 44 pistol under my head. Ooh.
firefight, firefight. Just had another firefight. Lead was flying, men were dying. War is hell and full of fright. Just had another firefight. You never know when it's gonna happen. You might hear an AK snapping. You hit the dirt and start a praying and hope that someone hears what you're saying. Firefight, firefight. Just had another firefight. Lead was flying, men were dying. War is hell and full of fright. Just had another firefight. You flip your iron to rock and roll and squeeze the trigger to let her go. She gets so hot, you can't hold on. But by this time, Charlie's gone. Firefight, firefight. Just had another firefight. Lead was flying, men were dying. War is hell and full of fright. Just had another firefight. War is hell and full of fright. Just had another firefight. Thank you.
We just heard from Steve Bowman with 9-Pound Clawhammer. Before that, William Lee Ellis in Firefight, Aoife O'Donovan with Little Sadie, Caleb Clowder, Innocent Road, and Farmer's Daughter by Keith Murphy. On the folk show calendar, coming to State College at Lamont, the Acoustic Brew Concert Stage, Saturday, March 26th, the Center for Well-Being Lamont opens its doors at 7. It'll be singer-songwriter Malcolm Holcomb. He's from Western North Carolina, sings songs that have some of the deepest roots in American traditional music that there are, and he has a very unique voice. We hope to see you there. Coming up next, we'll start with a song by Malcolm Holcomb called One Man Singing.
I heard him singing in a local dive where the sun shines inside out. People come in and go, stay a while. Some folks listen, others don't, but everyone is there. Wait. Hear what they can take to make their lives a little better. Now one man caught my ear and I let go of my hands. Couldn't help myself but try to listen. Songs about dancing in everybody's shoes. Colors of the rainbow, all shaded with the blues. Now what do people do when they do what they do? Why do people say what they say anyway? Tomorrow morning's coming soon. Tomorrow morning's coming soon. Cigarettes, simple smiles, booze, and calculated frowns in the crowd. Was it doing the right thing? I came in here to hear one man sing. The soul of his voice was familiar to the marrow. My heart turned loose in my head. The pain in my chest, it stopped just a second. That was enough. One man singing was enough. Now what do people do when they do what they do? Why do people say what they say anyway? Tomorrow morning's a coming soon. Tomorrow morning.
Page of the town. And the reporter tells of a fiery dawn and one long lost treasure thrown out on the lawn. Sudden the girl next door who begged you stay, the way that whiskey pours from bottles and pulls you to the morning after. But now your taste for when they break free, and all they leave is dust settling down outside fences like ashes. Sudden freedom
through the day, with the glass and the storms and the dogs at bay. Say a person's not safe on the streets these days, you'd better stay until morning. I sent a bottle out on the sea, tied to a leaf, tied to a tree. It's going to the shores of Africa, and I won't be back till the morning. Zoomed a jeep and out boomed a band. When the roads keep tearing up all of this land, what's gonna be left to an island? I sent a bottle out on the sea, tied to a leaf and tied to a tree. It's going to the shores of Africa, and I won't be back till the morning. I walked out along the road, thinking on the hard times, bearing up a load. You can carry the world on your weary shoulders, no one's gonna bring you home. I sent a bottle out on the sea, tied to a leaf and tied to a tree. It's going to the shores of Africa, and I won't be back till the morning.
Just heard from Cindy Callett, Shores of Africa. Before that, Paper Bag by Melinda Scharf, Sudden Freedom Found by Wendy Beckerman, and One Man Singing by Malcolm Holcomb. We'll give you weather one more time. It's mostly cloudy with chance of midday flurries in the central area. Temperatures in the mid to upper 20s with highs in the low to mid 40s. For Monday, clearing, mostly sunny, with lows in the low to mid-20s and highs in the low to mid-40s. Currently, it's overcast, and I think I saw a few flakes of snow outside the studio. Coming up next, Dave Berland with Skewball.
Gallant sportsmen all, come listen to my story. It's of the bold Skewball, our noble racing pony, and the marvel of the man who brought bold Skewball over. He's a diamond of the land, and he rolls around in clover. Oh, the cattle were brought out with saddle, whip, and bridle, and the gentlemen did shout when they saw the gallant rider. Some cried hooray, and the air was thick with curses, and then on the grey Griselda the sportsmen laid their purses. Oh, the trumpet did its sound, and they shot off like an arrow, scarcely touched the ground, and the going it was narrow. But Griselda passed him by, and the sportsmen all did holler, for the grey will win the day, and Skewball he can follow. Thank you. track, or spoke the noble rider. Fear we must fall back, for she's running like a tiger. Up spoke the gallant horse, oh, ride on me, master, for we're halfway round the course. And now you'll see who's faster. And after this discourse, while Skewball blew like lightning, he dashed around the course, and the grey mare she was taken. Bet on me, noble lord, for a good 200 guineas, for the saddle shall be of gold. When we pick up our winnings, well past the winning post, while Skewball once a handy, and horse and rider both called for sherry, wine, and brandy. And they drunk to that grey mare, or the gallant Miss Griselda, and to all who'd lost their money on the sporting plains of Kildare.
Changing, you cannot deny. The day of the traveler's over. There's nowhere to go and there's nowhere to bide. So farewell to the life of a rover. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man. Goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. Farewell to the Kent and the travelling tongue. Farewell to the Romany talking, the buying and selling, the old fortune telling, the knock on the door and the hawking. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man. Goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. You've got to move fast to keep up with the times, for these days a man cannot daunder. There's a bylaw to say you must be on your way, and another to say you can't wander. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man. Goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. Farewell to the bezants of heather and broom. Farewell to the creel and the basket. The folks of today, they would fall soon away, for a thing that's been made out of plastic. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man. Goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. Passing, and soon they'll be gone, for progress is I a big fighter. It's sent to afflict us, and when they evict us, they'll tow us away with a tractor. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man. And goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. Farewell to the pony, the cob and the mare. The reins and the harness are idle. You don't need a strap when you're breaking up scrap. So farewell to the bit and the bridle. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man. Goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. Farewell to the fields where we sweated and toiled, at pulling and showing and lived in. They'll soon have machines and the travelling queens, and their menfolk had better be shifting. Goodbye to the tents and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man. Goodbye to the 30-foot trailer.
Okay, that was Get Along Little Doggies by Matthias Goll. Previously, we heard from Kate Rusby, the Village Green Preservation Society, 30-Foot Trailer by Eliza Carthy, and Scooball by Dave Berland. That'll be about the end of the folk show. Thanks for listening. This is WPSU HD3 in State College and WPSX HD3 in Kane, listener-supported public radio for Central and Northern Pennsylvania and an outreach service of Penn State.